If you would take your Bibles and come to Isaiah 61:10. We'll incorporate your eyeballs tonight on a couple of occasions. I would like to have somebody hold their place at Psalm 132, verse 9. Zechariah 3, verse 4. Psalm 32, 1. 7:18, Romans 7:18. And Galatians 3:27. Philippians 3:9. And then two additionals. Luke 15:22 and Revelation 19 verse 8. So do we have a taker for the first item, Psalm 132? Anybody? Okay, just hold on to that one. Zechariah 3:4, who hit? Psalm 32:1. Psalm 32:1, we got somebody for that? Okay. Romans 7:18, anybody for that? Bobby? Galatians 3:27? Stephen? Philippians 3:9? Who has that? Philippians 3 verse 9? Okay, Sean? Luke 15:22? Okay, and Revelation 19:8. Okay, Jen, thank you. Psalm 61:10. It reads this way, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. Just point out to you a couple of things in each spot that we arrive at. The word rejoice, the Hebrew word for rejoice, for emphasis sake, appears twice in tandem. Greatly rejoice. We can, without harming the text, read, I will rejoice in the Lord. But greatly, translated into English, of course, gives the emphasis to the rejoicing. And of course, the word rejoice is to be bright, cheerful, placed at the front end of this verse for double emphasis. It goes on to say in the verse, my soul shall be joyful in my God. Now this is a joy that probably we will never see, ever see at Grace Baptist Church. We will never see it at Cornerstone Baptist Church. We will never see it at Union Baptist Church for a couple of reasons. One is for appearance sake, and the other one is that it presents a physical impossibility. The joy here conveys the idea of spinning around in absolute and utter glee. It's just spinning around. I don't think anybody at Grace can do that more than one revolution before something happens. Number two, probably wouldn't do it if you could do it because of the appearance that it presents. But the kind of joy that the prophet here is referring to shows the effect of the rejoicing mentioned earlier in the verse. Rejoice, rejoice, to the effect that it just makes me do what people in the realm of athletics do whenever they do something of great accomplishment. They just spin all around, jump up and down, and go in circles. They're happy. Now we're never going to see that here. We're never going to see, maybe I'll take that back. There's a couple here that might be able to do that still. but the window is closing fast, young people. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me and covered me, the prophet says. He has clothed me to wrap me around with new apparel. Now this, of course, is certainly cause for rejoicing. He's clothed me with the garments of salvation. He's covered me with the robe, an outer garment, which speaks to extent. When we come over to the New Testament, at Luke 15, the robe certainly refers to the outer garment, but it is a garment from shoulder to toe. Speaks to the extent. So you have, for double emphasis, the rejoicing at the first verse. You have the effect of that in the joyful, I will joy in my God. That's always appropriate. And then you have the clothing and the covering that speaks to the extent. And then it gives a little bit of a modification. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments. Now, Psalm 132, who has that? Joyce, would you read verse 9? Okay. The word deck there has in mind with regard to clothing, official regalia. That which the priest in the Old Testament wore only in the execution of his duties as priest. And here in Isaiah 61, when it talks about the bridegroom, sort of as an illustration, it brings to mind a commitment to execute the vow. A commitment to execute the vow. Then it brings in the bride who adorns herself. And so there is a link between what the bridegroom does and what the bride does. It points to the official wedding regalia that serves as an elaborate ornamentation just for the occasion. And so when the bridegroom shows up with that regalia on, it means, for in all simple purposes, that he is intent on following through with the ceremony, no cold feet in mind. And neither are the parents of the bride about to rescind the dowry specifications that would have been required in the circumstance. So you have out of the gate in Isaiah 61, look at Zechariah 3 verse 4, brings up a change of raiment. Who has Zechariah 3 verse 4? Okay, a change of raiment speaks to an exchange. Change of raiment from the filthy garments. And it also says there that he caused, will have caused the iniquity to pass from thee. Who has Psalm 32 verse 1? Please. So when we think about the logical thought pattern from Zechariah 3 verse 4 to Psalm 32 1, there is a change or an exchange of raiment involved in this clothing of salvation, the garments of salvation. And involved in all of that, of course, in a spiritual sense, is the fact that our iniquities are literally taken away, literally plucked off, and the transgression is forgiven. There the burden is lifted. So then with the filthy garments akin to the filthy rags of Isaiah 64:6, which is all our righteousness, the righteousness of the law, our own contrivances, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Filthy rags. Filthy rags. Romans 7 verse 18 points this out again. Who has that? Okay, in my flesh, there is no good thing, and we might also, interpret that in this way, on my flesh is no good thing, if we're referring to the filthy garments of the flesh. And then we have, continuing along the line of the change of the garment, in Galatians 3, verse 27, the exchange again, who has that?
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Okay, where we see Christ there, put on Christ, is sort of clothed in His righteousness. Philippians 3, verse 9. Okay, that speaks to the exchange. Man has always, from the very beginning, from the fig leaves forward to our present age, has always tried by his own ingenuity and his own notions to craft himself a covering for his sin. Never works. It's the fig leaves or the filthy rags that Isaiah talks about in chapter 64, the same thing. They are inadequate, they are inappropriate, and they are insulting to God. But when the exchange of garments come, when we are now outfitted in the robe of righteousness and the garment of salvation, that certainly is cause for double rejoicing. Should be a continual stream of rejoicing for us. Luke 15, verse 22. I like this little passage. It's just a great reading. But there you see the best robe. Not any robe. Not one of a multitude of robes, but the best robe. And of course the best robe, the best garment to be clothed with is the righteousness of Christ. Now this is the word robe. Stole is a shoulder to shoe outfitting. And again, that speaks tons with regard to the, if we speak to the garment of righteousness and the clothing of salvation, we are literally righteous from head to toe. Put on them the best robe, put on them the ring, the signet, and put on them the shoes. So you have those three things that the Father outfits His wayward Son with. The fine linen, there is in Revelation 19 verse 8, who has that? Revelation 19:8. The fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. The fine linen, the righteousness of saints. So, in Isaiah 61 verse 10, we read again, I will rejoice, greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful, so much so that it would be perfectly appropriate if you are of the mind to do so, just to jump and spin and run around in a circle. How much better could it possibly be for those of us who were clothed in filthy garments to be dressed now in the best possible robe of the righteousness of Christ forever? Forever. He will never redact that robe from our shoulders. It is ours forever. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Would you pray with me, please?